proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In our series regarding the Trinity, we began to look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, God the Son. We cited the 9th chapter of Isaiah and its descriptions of the Messiah, noting how Jesus Christ was indeed wonderful, that is to say, full of wonders. Let's continue looking at Isaiah chapter 9. Counselor. The wisdom of Jesus Christ confirmed his standing as a counselor, one who is wise, giving good advice. The 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel contained an incident when he taught in a synagogue. His audience listened to him in astonishment, finally saying, quote, "Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works?" Unquote. Even the temple officers sent to arrest the Savior returned empty-handed, according to the 7th chapter of John. They exclaimed how, quote, "Never man spake like this man." Unquote. The mighty God. Jesus Christ is truly the mighty God, as stated in the 1st chapter of John's Gospel. Quote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Unquote. Jesus Christ affirmed his identity as the mighty God. In John chapter 9, when the man who was born blind asked Jesus Christ, "Who is the Son of God?" the Savior replied, quote, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." Unquote. Paul confirmed this to the Christians in Rome, how God the Father declared Jesus Christ, quote, "to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." Unquote. Why, even the Lord's enemies acknowledged that he, Jesus Christ, claimed to be God, and they sought to stone him for that presumed declaration. The Everlasting Father. This reference to Jesus Christ as the Everlasting Father implied that they were equal, the Father and the Son. That's the basic gist of the Savior's statement in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, when he informed the Jewish audience, quote, "I and my Father are one," unquote, the declaration for which they sought to put Jesus Christ to death. He confirmed that identification in the 14th chapter of John, when his disciple Philip asked him to show the Father to all the disciples. Jesus Christ replied on that occasion, quote, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father," unquote. He followed that assertion by asking his disciples to, quote, "believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me," unquote. Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ was indeed the Prince of Peace, albeit not in the fashion that the Jews expected. They expected a conqueror to come and impose peace, but Jesus Christ offered a different kind of peace, the peace with God which comes from being in a right relationship with him through Jesus Christ. As Jesus Christ said in the 10th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, he came to bring a sword, not physical peace, to the earth. Indeed, as God said in the 57th chapter of Isaiah, there can be no peace to the wicked. But to Jesus Christ's followers, he said, quote, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." As the Son of God, Jesus Christ brings the peace of God, which passed all understanding. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.